Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think in the past I've made maybe two videos about Andrew Tate, both of which were prior to the announcement of his conversion to Islam. And frankly, I wasn't going to say anything else about this individual except for the fact that I'm seeing now Muslims online claiming that his arrest for human trafficking and rape in Romania is due to him being persecuted by the Romanian authorities exclusively because of his conversion. They're saying that Andrew Tate is a powerful Muslim leader who is cultivating a generation of strong young Muslim men and so on and so on. And frankly, this is a disgusting take and it's profoundly insulting to Islam. Now, in the videos that I made prior to his announcement of his conversion to Islam, I said that Andrew Tate's praise of Islam amounted to a very backhanded compliment insofar as what he appeared to admire was not actually Islam or Muslim society, but gross Western negative stereotypes about Islam and Muslims as being violent, as being rigid, as being oppressive to women. He liked all of that. So when the announcement of his conversion to Islam was made, and I keep referring to this announcement because as far as I know, no one has seen him take the Shahada publicly to formally show people that he has converted to Islam. He just refers to himself as Islamic, and otherwise it's sort of hearsay that he converted, but okay, we'll accept that he converted to Islam. Okay, so when he converted to Islam, he became eligible for the complete forgiveness of all of his previous sins, as is the case for anyone who converts to Islam. No Muslim can deny that, and I don't deny that. Whatever he did before Islam, and apparently there was plenty, all of that was forgiven. However, what that means in most cases, if we're being honest, is that you have now what you can call a sinless sinner. In other words, all of the sins that the man committed have been forgiven, but he's still the same man. It's like if you forgive the debt of a degenerate gambler, he just becomes a gambler with no debts, but he's still a gambler. And if he doesn't change, then the sins will continue. Just as if the gambler doesn't change, his gambling and his debts will continue. And I, for one, was not encouraged that Andrew Tate would change, seeing as how the version of Islam that he envisioned in his mind was one in which his abusive behavior was acceptable. He thought that the way he was living, the way he dealt with women, the way he thought about women, he thought that all of that was already approved by Islam. So why would Islam change him? So he wasn't so much converting to Islam, i.e. changing his whole way of life and his whole belief system. He wasn't so much doing that as he was continuing with his way of life and his grotesque belief system, but endowing it with a new moral and religious virtue by calling it Islam. Now, does Andrew Tate say some positive things about traditional values? Sure. But what good is that when it's mixed together with other horrendous messages? I mean, I'm sure that the KKK and the neo-Nazis all have positive things to say about family values, traditional values, and so on. But thanks, but no thanks. We, as Muslims, don't have to sift through garbage to find a few valuable trinkets, particularly not when we already live in a vault full of treasures, i.e. the vault of Islam. So let's be clear about something. Andrew Tate is guilty of human trafficking. There's no question about that. By his own testimony, he has borne witness against himself on countless occasions. He has broadcast his confessions across the internet in the form of bragging. He basically built his whole reputation on self-snitching because he thinks that his crimes make him cool. If he were being tried by a Sharia court, no further evidence would be necessary to convict him beyond his own online content.
I walked in there and said, listen, I've committed multiple felonies. Am I gonna go to jail?
Well, probably.
Well, then see ya! Bye!
So I end up with all these chicks just stuck in their house, sitting there, bored, completely in love with me. And of course, they don't go out. They're not allowed out, no. You stay in the house. You don't go nowhere.
Forget the sex part. That's a distraction. We'll start beating the shit out of you. How about that? We walk in the bedroom. I start kicking your ass. But you cry then.
Here's a little move. When I grab you by your neck and you start annoying me trying to resist and I just fuck.
Same thing with passports, man. If I fuck up and England wants me in jail, I could fly on a Nigerian passport or an American or an English or a Polish or an Estonian. I have so many passports. What, are you going to block them all?
So no, he's not being persecuted. He's being prosecuted for criminal acts which he himself flaunted publicly. It's just embarrassing for any Muslim to deny this. Whether he is convicted in Romania or not, There's simply no ambiguity about his guilt. And there's no ambiguity about his lack of remorse or repentance. When his conversion to Islam was announced, Andrew Tate made the rounds on Muslim social media. And everyone told him that his past sins were forgiven, but no one bothered to ask him if he himself was mortified by the things that he used to say and do. Because anyway, contrition would be off-brand for Andrew Tate. And frankly, Muslim YouTube da'is were just excited to bask in the glow of his celebrity. If he sincerely did convert to Islam, then he urgently needed to be taught, to be guided, to be counseled, to be advised, to be mentored. And most importantly, he needed to shut up and get out of the public eye and focus on tarbiyah. But again, apparently, he felt that his lifestyle and his views and his perspective and his belief system that he had already been following were completely consistent with Islam. So he thought that he could just continue preaching without any need to purify his character or develop his understanding. And it seems like no one dared to correct him. So I hope he goes to prison. And I'm speaking as someone who spent 7 years on death row. Normally, I wouldn't wish prison on anyone, but it will do him some good. Let him be secluded in prison for 5 to 10 years, where he can educate himself, humble himself, learn the deen, inshallah become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe somewhere in the 2030s, he can emerge from prison as a genuinely useful voice. Look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to do wrong and you get away with it, and you don't use that reprieve to make tawbah, then it amounts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you enough rope to hang yourself. But when Allah seizes you and punishes you in the dunya for what you've done, it's a manifestation of His mercy, allowing you to correct and rehabilitate yourself. So I believe that Andrew Tate's arrest may be an indication that there is a potential that he could still come to good, but he has to suffer some consequences for his past behavior before he can get there. Jazakumullahu khairan wa assalamu alaikum.